Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Clouds and sea fog, but much milder temperatures the story today. There's also a disturbance moving across South Florida. That's where the majority of the rain is going to be, at least significant rain today and tonight. But it's close enough to trigger some showers locally, too, for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida today and tonight. So grab the umbrella, a jacket, but you won't need the winter coat at least now for a while with these milder temperatures. One of the problems we have, mentioned it in yesterday's podcast and discussion, you have the big temperature range from 50-degree water near our coast to temperatures at least in the 60s inland and soon to be into the 70s, and that's the perfect setup for sea fog. A big difference in temperatures. It rises, the air does, condenses, and you form fog. It has a tendency to hang out especially long and considerable closer to the beaches, and that will be an issue over the next couple of days. But we'll also see this warming trend sending temperatures today into the mid to upper 60s, but 70-plus for the rest of the week. Rainfall amounts don't look to be all that great, even though we'll have a few showers around today. Amounts less than a quarter of an inch. Just a brief isolated shower or two tomorrow and Thursday, then a more significant weather system on Friday. Ahead of it, it will be a downright balmy day. Unseasonably warm, a temperature soaring into the upper 70s. We may even get an 80-degree temperature or two on Friday, but it'll be ahead of a pretty strong cold front, so it'll be a breezy, warm end to the work week, then a band of showers and maybe even a few embedded thunderstorms late Friday and Friday night, and depending on the timing and exact intensity and movement of this system, we may have a strong storm or two late Friday afternoon, some gusty winds. System will move through quickly and cleanly, so to speak, however, Friday night, and that means we will at least have plenty of sunshine for the weekend, but also a sharp drop in temperatures. We'll actually go back a little bit below average by Saturday, and I'm giving you a first alert and keeping an eye on the potential for an inland freeze again by Sunday and probably Monday morning as well. So the long range turns colder again, at least for a few days. Doesn't look to be as severe as what we had last week, but another temperature dip in the meantime. It's a major warming trend for a good part of this week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.